The Love Boat got 9 seasons on ABC. Seinfeld got 9 seasons on NBC. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast has gotten this 9th season. If I don't get a 10th, I'm content with what we have done and how we have equaled the wonderful runs of The Love Boat and Seinfeld. Today I'm going to talk about, I just got off the phone with a friend of mine who is in a dynasty league of another friend of mine, both big supporters, and we're going to talk about quarterback value as it relates to a couple of guys in particular. We're going to bring a rookie into the conversation, a veteran, highly paid veteran into the conversation, and just the value of quarterbacks overall. So I think it's a good topic and might give you something to think about as it relates to your own upcoming fantasy drafts. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. To serve you, go to originalhooters.com to find the location nearest you. My friends at joebucksfan.com, which Hooters also supports, forwarded me some other things that I ought to share about a sweet and spicy summer at Hooters, including the summer menu with the chicken bacon ranch tender sandwich with fries for $13.99 and a summer special you can't beat, 10 buffalo shrimp with fries, $9.99. Remember, they have Bud and Bud Light pints for $4.79. And can I add this? Because as I record this, this is a summer where I have added some things to my life and taken some things out of my life for the summer. And I think I brought this up either on the Fantasy Podcast or on the Todd Wright Toddcast. I gave up beer as one of the things I gave up for the summer. My last beer was one Corona with a couple of delicious mojo pork tacos from Belmar Saloon back on May 14th. So that was my last beer. I have had a neutral or a high noon or similar socially to replace the beer since. And of all the places, I told Tony Metzler this, who is playing in one of my fantasy leagues this year, store manager of the Hooters at John's Pass in Madeira Beach, Treasure Island. The lowest price I have paid in any of the restaurants and bars, a non-special price for a neutral, the lowest price I have paid is at Hooters. So credit to them, and I thank them for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Let me get right to some fun talking points while they're fresh in my mind. Drew Garabo is the afternoon talk show host in Tampa on 102.5 The Bone, 2 to 6 every afternoon, most of those afternoons with his co-host John Senning. Drew and John played in one of my leagues last year and will be playing again in one of my leagues this year. Drew, also a wonderful golf partner and someone I admire greatly for how he fought through cancer, how he lives his life. Much of it, he says, as a result of fighting cancer, and some of his perspectives on life overall, whether they are a direct result of his cancer battle or in part because of his cancer battle, a perspective that I don't have because I didn't go through the things he went through, but some of the things he has drawn from that have influenced me to try to be a better human being. And God knows I could use that. So Drew is in a dynasty league, and I don't often talk about dynasty leagues here on the podcast, and I hope those of you who play in dynasty leagues aren't offended by that, because once the games start, we're all doing the same thing. We're all talking about the same players. And granted, I'm doing so many of these podcasts leading up to your draft, and I'm about to talk about Drew's dynasty draft, where they are drafting the available players. Their first round looks different than a start over, build it up. I just prefer to play in leagues where I start over every year. Would it be easier for me to be in a dynasty league? Hell yeah, it would. It would. I would, again, my championship team in the foundation from last year, McCaffrey, Kyren Williams, Gibbs, top three running backs, Amon-Ra, T. Higgins, and dare I forget my third wide receiver. I mean, Higgins was my third wide receiver. I didn't get to use him a lot. I was just telling Drew, I didn't get to use Gibbs a lot because we can only play two running backs. Our league, you cannot flex a running back. You play third pass catcher, and the running back doesn't qualify. I would love to still have Gibbs this year. I took a chance on him last year, and it paid off, and I wish I could have played him more, but I just couldn't. Because when healthy, I wasn't getting Kyren Williams out of the lineup, and I'm certainly not taking McCaffrey out of the lineup. So Drew's in a dynasty league run by Anthony Peroni, podcast sponsor, big supporter of mine like Drew. Anthony Peroni runs Pin Chasers, four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, including the newest location in Brandon. And this just in, I learned Anthony Peroni is now a member at Cheval. So I'll be waiting for my invitation to play golf there, as Cheval is a past host of a Todd Wright Tour golf event, and always a very difficult course that I have enjoyed playing. And I have played it with Drew. That second shot on 18, if you hit a good drive, a really good drive on 18, that second shot on 18 is a hell of a risk-reward shot. It really is. It's not an easy layup either. Sorry. I'm going off on a tangent. So Anthony Peroni runs this dynasty league from Pin Chasers, and Drew is in this dynasty league. So earlier this week, Drew reached out to me and asked a second opinion, because in this dynasty league, the only quarterbacks he has going into this year, Geno Smith, Aiden O'Connell. I think we'd all agree, not great. So what Drew chose to do was make a pre-draft trade to better his position in this league and not wait on the eighth pick in a dynasty league. So what Drew did was he traded that eighth overall pick in his dynasty league. I'm going to assume there are 12 teams. It might be 10, it might be 14. Let's just go with 12 for conversation purposes. He gave up that eighth pick to someone in exchange for Tua Tagovailoa. And we've mentioned Tua already on the podcast this year. There are numbers to like about Tua. There are numbers to like about the Dolphins' offense. There are drawbacks to Tua. There are risks with Tua. I'm sure there are Dolphins fans who feel the same way, who don't play fantasy football. There are things they like. There are things they don't. There are things they're confident in. There are things they worry about. So he's a... He generates a lot of conversation, and the Dolphins made a big investment with him. Although, unlike the Trevor Lawrence deal in Jacksonville, the Dolphins can get out of that Tua deal if they want after three seasons. They can walk away from it. There's some dead money. I mean, if he really is really, really bad in 2024, they can get out that quickly. They'll take a bit of a hit, but they could get out. So they don't want him to bottom out in 2024. The more likely out is after the 2026 season. Their best case scenario is Tua gets them to the Super Bowl, because I believe the Dolphins are the only team in the NFL that has not won a playoff game in the 21st century. I think I have that right. Scary. The Dolphins. The team with the perfect season. Yeah. So, Drew does the deal for Tua. And then I was just thinking about it the other day. He didn't do it because I said to do it. He did it. I said, I understand what you would want to do here. So I followed up with him today and I said, what if you knew you could have gotten Jaden Daniels with the 8th pick, the rookie for Washington? And we talked about Tua versus Daniels. But then it was interesting that Drew said to me that Anthony Peroni's of Pin Chasers Dynasty League is a quarterback hungry league. And then he gave me an example of how a guy in the league last year drafted two rookie quarterbacks, one with his first round pick, one with his second round pick. I don't know who they were, but he drafted two of them. So we've got quarterback conversation here. We've got conversation on a rookie player. Sean Sullivan won one of my leagues last year, general manager Bill Curry Ford. And part of the reason why Sean finally won one of my leagues was he laid off rookies. When he first started playing fantasy football in my leagues, Sean went very heavy on rookies, and that's because Sean likes to evaluate draft prospects. He does his own podcast on it, Best in Class, via joebucksfan.com. They're omnipresent in his brain. So he did too much selecting of rookies in his early years of playing fantasy football in my leagues, backed off that as the years went on. Last year won our league and won in pretty solid fashion. And instead of taking risks on rookies, he was the guy, once he had his starters, taking the risk on veterans like Cooper Kupp and Jonathan Taylor, just to name a couple. And I think Tua was his quarterback. I know he owned him. I don't know how much he used him, but I think Tua was his quarterback. So Matthew Berry recently released an updated positional rankings in top 200, and I'm a huge fan of Matthew Berry. Don't know him on a first name basis. Was hoping to meet him at a party in Naples a few months back. And the party, I guess, he either couldn't make it or it didn't happen, because I had a fellow former ESPN employee at the party who had seen him at that party the year before. But Matthew Berry, as we broadcast this on Wednesday, August 7th, Matthew Berry in his positional rankings has Daniels at 11, Tua at 17. And interestingly, the arrow pointing up on Daniels, moving up a slot since Berry's previous rankings, Tua moving down a slot since Berry's previous rankings. It just feels like Daniels could put up rushing numbers that justify him being a QB1 in fantasy football. So I'll kind of leave it there. based on all the things we just talked about. And it brings so much into play. How much do you value the quarterback position? I think we all agree. In the last handful of years, and I've tried to hammer this point here on the podcast, that the days of you can just get a quarterback later have disappeared for the majority of fantasy players. There's so many points out there. If you have one of the top quarterbacks in fantasy football, that it just makes up for a lot of bad luck or poor performance or bad drafting at other positions. Now, at the same time, my Jimmy McGinty from last year's foundation included me picking up quarterbacks on waivers late in the year for my playoff push and the two playoff games that I had to ultimately win. I was fortunate that I was able to claim at a late point in the season both Matthew Stafford and Jordan Love on waivers. I was fortunate they were available, but I get credit for knowing, hey, these guys might have fantasy value going forward and help me win a fantasy championship. I never played Love. I played Stafford. He was another guy. I mean, my bench included Jordan Love, Jahmyr Gibbs, and I'm forgetting the other pass catcher that I had going back to the top of this. So a lot there. And let me just go to fantasyfootballcalculator.com to see where in mock drafts done in the last 48 hours the positioning is for Daniels and Tua. And there's a huge flaw in some of this mock draft data that I haven't gotten to yet for a later podcast. It's starting to correct, but it's very interesting to me. Based on mock draft data of nearly 400 mock drafts between August 5th and August 7th, Tua going off the board 11th, Jaden Daniels going off the board 17th. So almost just the opposite of Matthew Berry's positional rankings via NBCSports.com, the mock draft data via FantasyFootballCalculator.com. So take that. We'll stop there for today. I'm going to crank out another podcast that you'll hear tomorrow after saying thank you for listening. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com. If you have any fantasy questions or you want to tell me about any Dynasty League trades you made, please share with me some things going on in your league, just like Drew did, about what's going on in Anthony Peroni from Pin Chasers League. I love having this kind of material to talk about on the podcast because it's thought-provoking. It's fun. Write.todd@yahoo.com, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.